Our Christmas was not wrapped presents, but the parlor door was locked ahead of time before Christmas. Sometimes we'd look through the keyhole and see something shiny and nice. Oh, we'd hang up stockings and receive needed items like new hair ribbons to match the Christmas dress, or some little piece of candy or peanuts. And my doll sometimes disappeared too, and Christmas Eve a new dress beyond her matching my own. Sometimes the broken doll had a new head too. If it was a cold, cold Christmas Eve and we couldn't walk or shouldn't, Dad would put kitchen chairs on fodder sled and we'd go like that to church with lap robes over our legs. Dad always felt sorry for the horses to stand so long in the cold, even though he'd wrapped them up in horse blankets. We'd get home Christmas Eve and the parlor door open and we'd see the tree glitter, and then was no trick at all to find which chair had our gifts on. Somehow we'd know the tree with the candles was lit and all beheld and sang O Christmas Tree or some other Christmas hymn, and all the candles were blown out again. Seldom were they lit, and always with others around. But what a thrill. In church, the elders had long sticks with wet rags tied on to put out a candle or a flame that might have needed to be put out. The tree was always a great, big, huge tree. And the children, school children, would say their pieces and sing and all like we do, except our school children would only have a piece to say every other Christmas because there were so many children in school. And then the first Christmas day was spent by Aunt Martha's house. Grandpa and Grandma Stinkle lived in the same house in separate rooms with them. My first years, the grandparents gave gifts. A little piano one year, and a dresser, and then a little wardrobe for my doll's clothes. Later, the grandparents gave the grandchildren a hanky with 25 cents knotted in the corner. Aunt Martha always had big gifts for our hope chest, like embroidered pieces or something, pillowcases. We were very used to it, that her tree was much more beautiful with all kinds of candy on it too, like watermelon slices, bananas, sugar bells, and so forth. Each child had its soup plate standing around with bought candy and English walnuts. But we knew all we could do is look at them. We enjoyed our own tree very much, and our homemade molasses candy and popcorn balls. We even made marshmallow squares, pink and white. We pulled taffy too. We had oodles of homegrown pecan nuts, also hickory nuts from the woods. Then we had all the apples to eat, which we wanted. And Aunt Lena Shoemaker, when we were visited there, she'd dig out pears from her wheat bin out outside. They were so cold and juicy.